Before Gwyneth Paltrow's 50th birthday, she was interviewed by her husband, Brad Falchuk, on the Goop podcast. And it was a really wonderful, wonderful interview in many different ways. This interview at this point is about a year and a half old, give or take. But there was something in particular that stood out to me that she talked about was this idea, like, once you approach 50, you know, it's this obviously a very milestone age, year, whatever. And it's like, it's this sort of moment where as you're reflecting on it, you know, early on in life, you think about and wonder of, okay, you know, who am I going to end up with? What sort of job will I have? Where will I live? You know, all these large questions, you know, what will my kids be like? Anything of that nature. Well, you know, as she said, by the time you're approaching this age, all those questions realistically have been answered, you know? And so now you start to wonder, okay, sort of now what and where does it go from here? And that's fascinating on a number of levels, and I'm certainly not quite there towards 50, but, you know, in 15 years, so closer to it than not if, you know, if you break the, you know, 50 years and a half, right? I'm closer to 50 than not. And I think about that idea of, you know, when we're younger, yeah, we do wonder all those things, and not only wonder, but aspire, dream, whatever term you want to assign to it. And I think when I look at our modern society and people, you know, millennials, perhaps older, perhaps slightly younger, there's this disillusionment of, you know, perhaps the things we wished for, perhaps the things we societally were promised, and where we're at, you know, and there can be a disappointment, or hopefully not. I mean, obviously the rare case is, you know, it far exceeds your expectations and so forth. But, you know, regardless, life is interesting and navigates in ways that we just simply can't predict, right? And when I consider that, you know, regardless of where you're on the spectrum of, you know, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Because it, like, I think it all applies, because if it's a good thing, then cultivating that gratitude, will be monumental for your success going forward. And I don't mean success in terms of the superficial societal way we often attribute it to, but I mean like through pure fulfillment, joy, happiness, all those things. And then on the flip side, if you're not in that place of gratitude, you know, and sort of dissatisfied with the way life has taken shape, then it becomes a matter of, okay, well, what do you do about it, right? And that's why I'm a big advocate of therapy and exploring, okay, you know, what could perhaps be keeping you from making the changes, or, you know, allowing you to recognize that perhaps the things you do have are really worthwhile and should provide that gratitude, right? But often, you know, in many ways, it almost comes down to, like, for me, the way I approach this type of line of questioning is, okay, is this something that I need to accept? Like, it's just a fact of life, and I just need to accept it, because if I'm railing against it, then obviously that's what's bringing me the misery. Or do I need to choose again on it? Meaning, okay, so I get a choice here. I have some agency over this. So let's say you're in a job, for example, that you highly dislike. Okay, well, yeah, it's scary for sure. I'm not going to take that away. And it could have huge repercussions, and there's no guarantee of anything. But if that's what's bringing you misery, then it's like, okay, well, why not change? Or, you know, a relationship. And that doesn't mean just a romantic one. That could mean between friendships, or, you know, maybe the location you want to live, right? All these different things, like the things that are within your control. or lose it. Meaning there are thoughts that we have that we adopt as essentially true, but they're not, you know? And, you know, even ones that like may be good for us, like, you know, on the surface, you know, I'm the best that's ever lived. Like, that's a positive thought, and you'd rather have that than like, I'm a piece of shit floating through your head. But they're both untrue. So, you know, you essentially kind of don't want to waste energy on, you want to live to the best that you can in actuality, right? And part of how you do that is, you know, you just live in the truths. And so getting rid of falsities really helps that. And so in this particular case, you know, just kind of looking at things and being like, is that true? Is that true? You know, so is this something that that I just need to accept as a fact of life? Can I change it? Or is it just completely untrue? You know, like, so an example of this line of thinking could be, only bad stuff happens to me. Well, only bad stuff happens to you because you're putting it out into the world and you're only mindful of the bad stuff, right? So it's these things that we have to kind of navigate, and this is my approach. And I'm not saying it's the best approach. I'm not saying it's the only approach. You know, I'm a big advocate of whatever works for you, but I wanted to share this because that's how I sort of approach it whenever I have that moment, you know, of thinking like, yeah, okay, you know, when I was younger, I had X, Y, and Z expectations. And where are we now? And how do I deal with that, right? So, yeah, it's a fascinating sort of way, for me at least, and I wanted to share it because obviously my goal is to always be of benefit to others in that way. So, hope this helps. And yeah, so if nothing else too, just having down and contemplating and exploring your thoughts is beneficial. And I know time can be tough, but even like oftentimes when I drive, I won't have music on or a podcast or anything. I'll just kind of sit with my thoughts. And that's nice. Or even, you know, before bed, maybe just the 5 minutes before I actually fall asleep, you know, just kind of concentrating real quick of like, okay, well, what's X, Y, and Z about, right? So, and yeah, I just found that to be a profound thought from Gwyneth about just that shift that, you know, when we're younger, there's a sense of what will come, and then that starts to, you know, come to fruition, and we see what's there. So, that can be both good and bad, but we have some agency in it, all the same. So, I hope that helps. Thank you as always. Comment down below if you have your thoughts, your questions about any of this. Would love to chat with you, you know? Anyway, hope to see you next time.